now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call it, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, this is Cooper on the Cocktail Nation, and you know, I discovered something very interesting this week. Studying some physics, I found that light travels faster than sound, which is why some people appear bright until you actually hear them speak. Good to have you along for this week's show. We've got a big one lined up for you. This week we find out about the Mojave Oasis event. I've got some great vintage online e-magazines to check out. Plus, news on an upcoming Martini Kings release. Let's kick it off now with a song that I heard on our new jazz radio station here in Sydney called ABC Jazz, a song which made my ears prick up as I was working hard on the Cocktail Nation. I heard this song by a very famous jazz musician by the name of James Morrison. Most of his stuff is fairly mainstream jazz, but I heard this song and I thought, wow, I've got to play this one for you. Here it is, James Morrison with The Master Plan on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
The Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Lonely Avenue, nothing left to do. At least, no, not with you. I took it kinda hard. Lonely Avenue, take a stroll when you get the blues. He'll meet you, don't know who, when you take a walk down Lonely Avenue. The rain keeps coming down in lonesome New York town. I know you're not around, but still I think I see your reflection in the glass. Is it too late to ask for one more round? A town as big I never knew could have a lonely avenue. You think that we can share the memory of just one final laugh together? Don't you think that there's a chance our paths may never cross again? Don't say forever. Lonely Avenue, man, I'm through with you. Your sidewalks are all cracked, all my memories are blue. I'll cross another street, but first I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll never walk again down that lonely avenue. Down that lonely avenue.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net lounge leader Coop Cooper with you, Brian Setzer and Lonely Avenue. Now, the Mojave Oasis event is coming up April 20 to 22. It's held at a wonderful private club with a lot of vintage trailers. You've got to check this out. I've been told the club is very much like the kind of place that your parents might have taken you in the 60s. A relaxing venue where you can do a little, well, a lot. It's the perfect retro vacation. Joining me on the show this week is Amy Bolan, who's organising it.
Hi, Coop. How are you?
Very good. Tell us about this this wonderful event. Now, this is like a trailer park, isn't it?
Yeah, for lack of a better term. It's a vintage trailer camp sort of campground, but it's vintage. It kind of looks vintage. It's got a lot of vintage elements. So it's really for vintage-type trailers. It's a little mid-century. It's a little tiki. It's not a big fan.
And it's a kind of place that, I suppose, if you're into vintage trailers, you'd probably love an event like this. It sounds like it's a very family-friendly type of retro event that you're holding here in the U.S.
It is. I have 8 trailers myself that are on the property that I rent out, besides the people who bring their vintage trailers. And I have people who also tent as well. This event, though, is very much retro and throwback. So I have a big lake, you know, where you can just relax and swim or paddle boat. And then at night, you know, I have music, food. I have a great bar there so everybody can hang out. So it's a very relaxed atmosphere.
Indeed. And this is a reasonably new event, isn't it? It hasn't been going for a long time, has it?
No, this is only my second year.
Wow. And what sort of bands have you got lined up for the event?
I have Tikiaki and Marina, Fire-Breathing Mermaid, and I have the Insect Surfers on Friday night, and the Menahunis on Saturday with Tikiaki on Saturday night.
That sounds like a pretty good lineup. And what sort of numbers do you get to an event like this? So obviously, like being a vintage trailer park, I suppose there's only so many people you can fit in, so I guess it's a case of you got to get your tickets real soon, haven't you?
Yeah, I sold out last year, and I'm on my way to selling out this year. I get somewhere between 175 and 200 people.
So it's a pretty intimate sort of event, isn't it?
I think that's what makes it special. You know, most of the tiki mid-century type events, they're pretty big. I mean, the ones on the East Coast are a little smaller, but in California, Tiki Oasis, which is, you know, I like to think of it as the, you know, the Academy Awards of events. And I go to that event every year. And then in Caliente, Rory Snyder does Caliente every year. And he gets 500, I believe, 500 or plus. But, you know, mine's more intimate. It's more relaxed. You're not running from thing to do. I think the great thing is that there's so many events that do so many different things. Mine is completely different from all of them. They're very much wake up, have breakfast, talk to your friends, do a little shopping at the vendors, hang out at the lake, you know, take a nap.
It sounds like a lot of fun. In fact, I was talking to somebody recently who was saying, whilst, you know, there's some very big tiki events on and big mid-century events on, he actually believes, and I can't remember who I was talking to now, but he actually believes that some of the smaller events, there should be more smaller events because, you know, the big events are, you know, they're difficult to run and they take a lot of energy, whereas a lot of the smaller events, besides the positive things that you talked about with that that smaller, intimate type of entertainment, it would be good if there were more smaller events across the country that, you know, more people can frequent. I can kind of dig that because, yeah, those big events, they are a big deal. Something smaller is, I suppose, kind of keeps the whole thing alive, I guess.
I think so. I mean, you know, for what we love and, you know, for cocktails and tiki, I mean, California, of course, you know, owns the market on it.
Yeah.
And coming from New York, I know there's hardly anything on the East Coast. There is Ohana. They do a great event on the East Coast every year.
They do.
And it's a smaller event. I think they get a couple hundred people. And then there's Hukilau in Florida around the Maikai. And that's a great event. They get a couple hundred people, which I think are all about the same size as Caliente. Mm. I think, you know, there's a lot of people in Chicago. There's a lot of people in Ohio. There could be a lot smaller events. I think the misnomer is that size dictates involvement. And I think the opposite. I think whether you're putting on an event for 30 people or you're putting on an event for 600 people, it's the same amount of work.
Yeah, it probably is.
You know, and in some respect, it's a little more work because when you have such an intimate gathering, you have to spend more time with people.
Yeah.
And you have to make sure that they're not lost in a clique or there's a crowd that breaks away. So you have to keep everybody engaged.
It's a good time of the year. There's a lot of events coming up, and yours is certainly up there with one of the ones that are talked about. It's just a couple of hours from most places in Southern California, so that's a pretty good little thing to hang your hat on, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I built mine out there because we were doing a little bit of desert archaeology, and there was a post on Tiki Central about place called Lake Lorene that was a beautiful lake, tiki environment out in the middle of the Mojave Desert in the 60s and 70s. And I went out there searching for it with Bamboo Ben and a couple of other people. And I really got to like the fact that nobody bothers you. There's nobody around. It's just whatever you want to do out there. And it's, you know, the property that I ended up getting it's great. It's got two big lakes on it. It's got beautiful trees, full, like big blooming trees and palm trees and grass and sand. And you can pretty much, but you do nothing.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I try to keep my event to be different. One of the things I notice when I go to a tiki event is that there's always so much to do. And
yeah.
I can't keep up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm running to a symposium, I'm running to a slideshow, I'm running to a room crawl. I'm exhausted after the weekend. I had a lot of fun because yeah. They're great events.
Yeah.
But I never get a seat at the pool. It's like a running gag with me that I can never get a seat at the pool. So your choice is to keep moving or sit in your room. So my thing was that I wanted an event where you had nothing to do. Except do what you really want to do, which is meet all your friends, talk to everybody, maybe you shop a little. You know, I don't have a lot of vendors, but I just have enough vendors. And I have music at night, and I have music, and I have old, you know, vintage movies on Friday night as well. And then, you know, the bar is a big gathering spot. And I really just wanted to try and do something different. For everybody, but also for me, because I go to all the events,
yeah.
And it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what it's like to put on an event that's huge. So for me, this is sort of what I call a downtime event.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I noticed that you got Delgado Gomez to design your poster for the event. She's incredible.
You know, she's up and coming. She's doing a lot of art shows. She's really an amazing, prolific artist. And very mid-century, a little tiki, but more mid-century. And my event is not hardcore tiki. My event is more sort of Polynesian mid-century.
Yeah.
And vintage.
Yeah.
So she fit perfectly. She did the artwork for the event. And I will be making copies of those prints and giving them away to all the people who are coming to the event.
Tell us about the Tonga Hut.
Well, the Tonga Hut is LA's oldest tiki bar from 1958, and they actually manage the bar at Mojave Oasis for the whole weekend. So they're a great group of mixologists, they make great rum drinks, and they really take my event to the next level.
So you've got some great mixologists coming. plug and play with the Tonga Hut.
Yeah, it's the Tonga Hut, amazing bar. If your listeners are ever in L.A., I suggest that they always go and check it out. It's in North Hollywood, and it's the oldest tiki bar in L.A.
Now, if you want to find out more about the event, maybe to book some tickets and whatnot, the website to go to?
It's MojaveOasis.com, and I'm also on Facebook at Mojave Oasis.
Cool. And April 20 to 22 for 2012. Amy, it's been wonderful talking to you.
Thanks, Coop. I really appreciate it.
Here's Duke Ellington and Anatomy of a Murder on the Cocktail Nation.
There's that ego people pay to see.
Enchanted.
The Cocktail Nation.
Bésame, bésame mucho. Como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho. Estaré lejos, muy lejos.
Coop Cooper. Thanks to ultraswank.net on the Cocktail Nation. And an interesting artist that I discovered on my Google Plus account recently, Ikira Baru, and her version of the beautiful song Besame Mucho. It was written in 1940. Also known by translated names such as Kiss Me Much, Kiss Me A Lot, Kiss Me Again, and Again. And a cool vintage website that I came across the other night that I thought I'd share with you. It's a vintage online magazine called queensofvintage.com, which is the leading global online magazine for vintage lovers, by vintage lovers, sharing vintage fashion, beauty, and interior style secrets just for you. Whether you want to find the hottest vintage action by location or decade, if you have a vintage piece ready to be revamped in the exclusive make and mend section, or if you want to steal the style from their 100 vintage queens, check it out online, queensofvintage.com. There's some stuff there for the guys as well with Kings of Vintage. So check out some great links on that site too. Here's Clouseau and Walking with Juarez. We'll be right back.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Music.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay with me, sway with me. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you. Smooth, sway me now. Other dancers may be on the floor, dear, but my eyes will see only you. Only you have that magic technique. When we sway, I grow weak. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Make me thrill as only you know how. Sway me smooth.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net and Grace Knight from Australia and Sway. Lounge leader Coop Cooper, and word this week from Tony Marsico that a Best of Martini King's vinyl album with artwork from Shag is coming out real soon. Now, Tony was in touch with me this week to see if I'd like to write the liners for the back of the album, which I'm very pleased to agree to do. I can't wait to see this album. It's going to be superb. What a great concept too, some Martini Kings on vinyl. Swank advice tonight on how to look after your vinyl record collection. As the world delves deeper and deeper into the age of technology, some people are refocusing on the past. And one area this has, which has, I suppose, been fairly prevalent over the last few years, is the collection of vinyl records, of which I have many, many. And with many record collections now worth thousands of dollars, I don't think mine is, and increasing yearly, protecting the quality of these pieces of your collection is ever important. I like to certainly keep them in good quality, tip-top condition so I can play them on the radio show for you. Here's a few things that you need to do in order to keep your records in perfect condition for years to come. Now, one of the most common mistakes that people make is by stacking records face down. Because records rely on the quality of their grooves for play, placing too much weight on the face of the record can actually cause imperfections in these grooves, which can actually alter play. On top of this, records, especially older ones, are somewhat brittle and can shatter from too much weight. So the solution is to stack your records vertically, leaning at about 10 degrees. Each stack should have no more than 50 to 75 records. If too many records are stacked at a higher angle, the weight issue once again becomes a problem. Keep your records outside of their jacket. Now, it's advisable to take your record out of its cardboard jacket and place it behind the jacket inside the Mylar sleeve. Now, from weight, keeping a record in a jacket can actually cause a ring, both a depression in a ring and ring wear, forming the outside of the jacket. Also, if you want the inner paper sleeve to a more rare or sought-after record style, remove the record, place the paper sleeve inside the jacket, and buy a replacement paper sleeve for your actual records. Always wash your hands before you handle your records. Might seem pretty obvious, but a lot of people don't do that. And oils from your hand can actually cause damage, not only to the cardboard jacket, but also to the paper sleeve, and also damage the record's vinyl. So take time to wash your hands with some regular soap. Remove the oils from your hands. Trust me, it's worth it. Now, before playing your records, wipe your records every time. Even when sitting on a shelf, dust can enter the sleeve and then land on your record. If you don't remove this dust before playing, it can actually cause the needle to function improperly and damage the record. For a basic clean, simply grab a very soft cloth, like a glasses cleaning cloth, dampen it ever lightly. When the record is spinning, hold the cloth over the record with it barely touching and move from the inside to the outside. The dust will be removed and your record will actually play better. When it comes to cleaning your records for a really deep clean, I would recommend a product that we've talked about on the Cocktail Nation before several shows ago, sometime last year, I think it was. A product called Record Revirginizer. It cleans and restores vinyl records. It's an Australian invention. Basically, it's a blue liquid that you place on your records. You put some tabs on there and then basically leave this stuff to set overnight. And then it gets into the deep, deep grooves of your record. The next day, you simply pull back this plastic mask that forms over the record. And it's just incredible. Its website is recordrevirginizer.com. And I certainly highly recommend it. I've used it myself. And the quality that you do get out of your records is surprisingly amazing. Some basic things that you need to remember. Never touch a record's face. Always grab it gently by the ring around the outer edge with no grooves. That's what it's for, that bit. And touching the face can actually damage or scratch the grooves. And remember, once it's scratched, there's no going back. Never touch the label too. While the label is bonded to the vinyl during production, they have actually known to come loose. In the end, records are beautiful. The sole fact that you physically own the music that you're listening to. And long after the zombie apocalypse or an EMP blast from a rogue country's nuclear program, records will still play. That can't be said for your MP3 collection necessarily. Could get lost or corrupted, but not the case with the records. So take care of your collection. It will definitely last the rest of your life or until the economy really tanks and you probably have to pawn them. If you'd like me to talk about any topic when it comes to swank advice, shoot me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Right now, DJ Bonebreak and Tango. Thank you. It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, lounge leader, and some brand new music that I was hep to by a listener, David Fritz, Extahule. They play original material, recreating the sounds of the 50s and 60s classic Exotica, using the traditional Exotica setup with piano, upright bass, and a selection of worldwide drums and melodic percussion. The song we played was Exotic Sounds of Extahule. It's beautiful music, and if you'd like to hear more, check out their page on SoundCloud. Time for a look at the world of Swank. Marty Lush and his Latin Livers are playing at the Tiki Magazine release party Saturday, March 31st. April 21, the Hukilau, the Tiki Weekender set in sunny Fort Lauderdale. Vintage Vogue Fashion and Lifestyle Fair, April 29, the Brentwood School Sports Centre, Middleton Hall Lane, Brentwood in Essex in the UK. An easy lounge every first Thursday of the month with DJ Tom LG. If you've got some events that you'd like me to mention, all you need to do is shoot me an email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Happy to help you promote your event. Here's Beverly Kenny and Lover Like You on the Cocktail Nation.
I long for a lover, a very special lover, the kind you find in storybooks and plays. But it's so hard to find this extraordinary kind. Still I hope we will meet one of these days. And so I long for a lover, a very special lover, just someone I can love a lifetime through. Pipe dreams I've dreamt, my love. How many castles I've built. How many hours I've spent, my love. How many teardrops I've spilled. And yet I long for a lover, a very special lover, just someone I can love a lifetime through. When we see one another, will I then discover the kind
goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ooh. But I watch her so sadly. Can I tell her I love her? Yes, I would give my heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes I smile, but she doesn't see, doesn't see.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, bela menina que vem, que passa num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado parece um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
Ooh, but I watch her so sadly.
Ah, porque tudo é tão triste.
When she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall, tan, young, lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, I smile, but she doesn't see.
Por causa do amor,
she just doesn't see.
Check out the new website, www.cocktailnation.net.
The Cocktail Nation thanks to Ultraswank.net, Earl Hagen and I Spy. Hi to new listeners of the show, Miles Corbin, Neil Sand, Timothy Milstead, who all got in touch with me on the show this week. Back in 1958, Bob Thompson was a young arranger and a conductor from California with the firm belief that the unexpected is exciting if music is going to be fun. He reasoned, well, it ought to have some surprises. And with that in mind, he created a jazz-influenced choral orchestra sound that he could justifiably call his own. Well, Bob's albums are back, which is fantastic. In fact, a brand new collection out via Amazon Music. And basically, it's Bob Thompson with the three albums, Just for Kicks, Nice, and On the Rocks, all on one CD. Now, I've got all of these on vinyl, but I thought to myself, I've got to have them on CD. So I've ordered it just today, actually. Looking forward to this incredible example of bachelor pad music, or space age bachelor pad music, that you have to have in your collection. So check it out online via Amazon. I've got some links on my Coops news page on the website cocktailnation.net if you'd like to follow it. And a good friend of the show, David Gaston, from the This Is Vintage Now website, and of course the collection of albums, has posted a nice little review of this. So good on you, David. Happy to give that a mention for you. And I'll leave you with Bob Thompson. Stay here. Yeah.